In case you haven't heard, Burning Man is a giant art festival and party that takes place in Nevada's Black Rock Desert every August. Tens of thousands of people come out here in the 100-degree heat to build what they call a temporary community. It really is like a little city. There are bars, restaurants, newspapers, radio stations, a post office, just about anything you could imagine, except one thing.
No commerce is permitted. You cannot exchange goods for money.
Larry Harvey is the creator of Burning Man.
And building on that positively, we encourage the giving of gifts. You should come prepared to give gifts.
People do come with gifts of all types. They range from homemade jewelry handed out to strangers to a 7-course meal prepared for whoever passes by. Skip, who camps with a group called the Elders, explains his group's gift to the Burning Man community. Every afternoon, they host an event called Brie, Bach, and Talk. They provide the brie and put on classical music.
People come in and we sit and talk about whatever people talk about. And we have good interactions. So it's our gift to the community, but it's the community's gift to us also.
Food and drinks are a popular gift here at Burning Man. A group called Camp Unofficial has their own twist.
And the most important part, of course, is we'll be making snow cones daily during the heat of the day.
There's also interactive installations, musicians, performance artists, and giant art cars that serve as both carnival rides and transportation around the city. No one gets paid to do any of this, not one penny. Burning Man founder Larry Harvey says the festival's history helps explain why it's still commerce-free.
We went out originally with just a small band of people, and probably not more than 40, 60 people, and people more or less all knew one another.
It was all like a big group barbecue or a camp out in the woods.
If you went camping with your family, you know, it wouldn't even be appropriate. If your grandmother, you know, came to the picnic and wanted an olive, you wouldn't sell it to her.
For the first few years, Burning Man had a pretty intimate vibe, even with a few thousand people.
And then one year, someone we didn't know, who came only to sell goods and had never been to the event, which is okay, we welcome strangers, but he set himself up away from the center so he could discreetly do business, and he vended fireworks to people. And it was such a discordant note. You know, I mean, it was as if someone came to the family picnic and said, Granny, you want some potato salad? That'll be $2.99. So we just outlawed commerce. And then from there was the realization that it was the passage of gifts that was opening people's hearts, that was bonding people together, that had a way of civilizing a space, because more and more people who we didn't know began piling in. But if you get a gift from a stranger, you're immediately bonded to them. In fact, oftentimes, gifts from strangers will move you more than from people who you think might be obliged to you in some way.
There are 10 basic principles that all participants at Burning Man are asked to observe. One of them is gifting. When they first started promoting this value, Harvey says lots of people would bring little plastic trinkets or other cheap, funny, but somewhat meaningless gifts. Many still do, but Harvey's inspired to see the gifting is moving in a more utilitarian direction.
People carry lip balm around, and when they see somebody whose lips are beginning to crack in the desert, which can be very painful, or they'll bring socks, and someone's feet are, you know, not faring well because they've been imprudent enough to walk around in alkaline sediments without their shoes on, they'll give them socks.
Harvey laughs at the idea that our society could exist without money, but he says we do need to return to some basic human values, like sharing and seeing each other as part of a larger human family. Even with all the fire-shooting distractions, that's one lesson learned at Burning Man that people can bring with them back home.
A gift well given opens a heart, and it requires an open heart to give it. And it's proved contagious. And it generates a spirit that, for many, by their own testimony, is life-transforming.